Sportsnet.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. May God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in the ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening. While we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And welcome to Matrix Warrior. Check my sound levels. Bouncing around here. It's Saturday, the 15th of October, 2022. It's amazing. We've actually made it this far without the world being destroyed by our loving idiot. It's just to the point now where, yeah, you gotta be kidding me. All right. Looking good. Boy. Well, China yesterday launched an artificial sun off the coast of China. Now, that is some CERN level BS crazy stuff. And if you haven't seen the video of this, track it down. because sure does look like the sun. And for 17 minutes, they sustained a, I think it was a fission reaction. For 17 minutes, it was five times hotter than our sun. Five times hotter than the normal sun. And there were lots of people on the beach with their smartphones taking pictures. And this thing just took off from the ground. And looked like a weird sunrise, to put it mildly. And once again, there's a debate. Well, gee, if you have a fusion or fission, I don't know which it is. But, you know, if you put this stuff in the atmosphere, you know, what's to stop it from igniting the atmosphere? A question that was asked when they set off the first nuke at Trinity site. Half the physicists were, you know, this might end the world. And the other half was like, oh, this will be lots of fun. Yeah, it's, if you go into Michael Tazarian's Origin Oracles, a series he released on DVD back in 2006, and he talks about the ancient mythos and history of the planet, and one of the things he, one of the myths he discusses is the fact that 200 criminal mad scientists were being chased across the universe. Don't know what they did, but they were definitely criminals, and they were definitely bad news. So what they did, these 200 mad scientist criminals, and I don't know what violation of universal natural law these people were into, but whatever it was, the full force of their enemy was these people have to be killed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So to get chased into the Earth's solar system and these 200 mad scientists, they put a fake transponder on the planet Tiamat to throw off their pursuers that, hey, we're on this planet. And they were actually on the Earth. And what the aliens did was they put a quarantine energy field around the Earth so that nothing could get through the energy field. And even my mother said that the Earth is quarantined, that nothing's getting in or out. Well, she didn't say in, she just said out. And if you study a lot of the scientific experiments, I think they had one where, you know, back in the 60s, they were shooting atomic weaponry into the upper atmosphere trying to destroy this barrier that wouldn't allow interstellar travel. And just one of the cute things that American scientists did. But before the aliens left, you know, they put a quarantine energy field around the Earth, and they totally destroyed the planet Tiamat, which was about five times the size of Earth, and that's where we get our wonderful asteroid belt. It's actually the remnants of the planet that was destroyed. Now, there's ancient Sumerian texts that talk about a cosmic war and that Marduk destroyed Tiamat and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, the bottom line was there's a barrier around the Earth quarantining it, and there was a planet five times the size of Earth that got destroyed and is now our asteroid belt. And interesting story. We're now developing and launching artificial suns. I mean, they don't have the technology down 100%, but of course, the Atlanteans supposedly had a quote-unquote artificial sun above Atlantis, and they could draw power from that. Some kind of, physics thing. And, you tap into the zero-point energy with fission or fusion reaction. So you're messing with almost infinite energy, because that's what the zero-point energy field is. And good luck with that. I mean, it's not really going to take much, is it, for them to go, whoops, and totally fry our atmosphere if they're messing around like this. And this is what they're publicly doing. God knows what they're doing at CERN, you know. I mean, Joseph P. Farrell talks about CERN. Has written books about the Nazi Bell Project, which was a super high-tech physics project that the Nazis did. And these people are messing with the zero-point energy field. They're messing with trans-dimensional physics that they don't even understand. I mean, they've made an artificial black hole. They've made, you know, they're afraid they'll make a strangelet. That's what they call it. At CERN, which will basically swallow up the planet. So, that's what your tax money is going to. And, CERN is the biggest, most expensive scientific experiment ever done in modern time. I'm sure the Atlanteans had stuff that was beyond that. But, I mean, I look at what my mother said about Atlantis, you know. Basically, it was like the island of Dr. Moreau. They were making chimeric, hybridized life forms, mixing lions and hippopotamus together, if you know what I mean. They were just making all kinds of chimera. So, some of those weird creatures that are carved with wings and the head of a human and five legs and stuff like that. Yeah, they were doing stuff like that in Atlantis. And they supposedly had an artificial sun above the city that they could draw power from. Well, what happened to Atlantis? The whole thing blew up. And well, we've reached that Atlantean moment once again. We're making artificial suns. Ah, yes. What could possibly go wrong? And also, you know, they're talking about spraying some kind of toxic gas. This is the U.S. government, into the atmosphere to cool down the planet. Yeah, it'll cool down the planet. It'll kill everybody. And how cool is that? It's pretty cool if you're a Satanist. These people. They're losing control. They know they're losing control. I mean, the EU is trying to get Albert Bourla, the chairman of Pfizer, to testify. And he's like, F you. He won't talk to him. Now, the EU has given Pfizer billions and billions of dollars. I mean, one of Pfizer's biggest COVID-19 clot shot customers. And they can't get the guy to testify. Now, a department head or some chief for Pfizer last week, or might have been this week, she testified in front of a EU committee where they asked her, did you do any testing during the trials to see that your shot stopped transmission? And she laughed and said, of course we didn't. We were too busy moving at the speed of science. What a gaslighting statement is that? Moving at the speed of science. How can you actually say something that means nothing? You can say we're moving at the speed of science. Science is repeatable experiments to get data. Science is watching and collecting data on ongoing events. I have no idea what moving at the speed of science even means. It's a hypnotist spell casting. Moving at the speed of science. I should go to the chat and see if anybody knows what that means. I mean, I could be dumb. I mean, what does moving at the speed of science mean? Ah, boy. Yeah, lots of Ukraine war stuff. Oh, boy. Some UFO stuff. It's just amazing that the transhumanist agenda is just, it's all marching on. I mean, they're not slowing down a bit. I mean, you know, come the fall, because Ontario, Canada, announced that they want to bring mask mandates back. Really? Everybody that's paying attention knows that the shot was a fraud, that COVID-19 was planned for by the powers that should not be and executed by the Americans and the Communist Chinese to bring in the New World Order and collapse civilization. I mean, we have their emails. We have the documentation from their white papers and the videos at their conferences where they state years ahead of time what they're going to do in every facet in this scamdemic, plandemic. Just beyond human comprehension at this point. And there are lawsuits, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. And these lawsuits, you know, they keep on chugging. We can only hope that it just moves down the line, and you know, if Alex Jones can pay over $1 billion for voicing an opinion that is deemed incorrect, well, what's Pfizer and Moderna going to pay for actually willfully lying to everybody? Should be interesting. It just, I mean, when you're making fake sons, I mean, could someone explain to me why you would want to do something like this? I mean, I'm not saying that, hey, this is really interesting because, you know, the clean energy that could come from, you know, producing a smaller second sun could be awesome. But what are the drawbacks? What if it, you know, what they produced in China the other day was 5 times hotter than the real sun. So already, there, whatever the parameters were in making us the sun, you know, the universe set it up at a certain temperature. And we're doing something that's 5 times stronger? To me, that just doesn't sound safe. But they're going to bring back some kind of new COVID. I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, definitely, you know, this fall, they're going to release another biological weapon. I mean, it was, what, 2 weeks ago that they already approved at the National Institute of Health funding for more gain-of-function research into coronavirus. So, you know, the one that they came up with in Wuhan, now that didn't do the trick. So let's go back to the drawing board and see if we can get it right. We got to get the worldwide population down to 500 million. You know, that's a plan, Stan. Ay, ay, ay. And a lot of people are, you know, I love seeing the blowback on the Democrats and wokeism. And Tulsi Gabbard left the party. Joe Rogan left the Democratic Party. Elon Musk. It's like, hey, if you're going to let the most radical communists take over your political party, I'm out. And that's basically what they're saying. you know, we're having a legislator that immigrated from Peru, and she's in the Virginia state legislature, and she's putting forth a bill that'll make it a felony for parents to interfere with the transgendering of their child. So the state's coming in and saying, we're taking parental authority away from you. And this has been their aim for years for the government, that the government will raise children, not the parents. The government will decide what happens to your child, not you. So that's where we are. And you can go into Planned Parenthood as a minor and get gender-blocking drugs without a note from a doctor or a psychiatrist. You can get them. Usually, Planned Parenthood is advertising that it's same-day service. Yeah, walk right in without a doctor's note, and we'll give you powerful, untested, what we call gender blockers. Well, the thing is, Tucker Carlson did a whole special report on this, and it's horrific. And 35,000 children went into Planned Parenthood, and you don't need your parents' permission. You don't need a doctor's note. No, you can just make the decision yourself. Now, we don't allow minors to drink. We don't allow them to buy guns. We don't allow them to vote. Why? Because they're not mature enough. They're not developed enough mentally or emotionally to make huge, massive, important decisions. But if you're 5 years old, you can decide to transition your gender, and the parents will be taken out of the equation totally. Sounds about right. Let's see. Move this over. Let's see what's going on in the world today. I haven't been to Jeff Francis in a long time. Let's see what he's up to. On the top of his page, he's got the Russians are giving their citizens a warning about nuclear war. Nobody wins in the nuclear war. Period. I mean, we're talking about, well, the elite know that millions of people are waking up to the truth of this world, that it's run by psychopathic Illuminati, Satanist, people that are just, what's a good way of saying it? The absolute opposite of nature. And, yeah, well, I'm looking at the chat also, besides rents.com. And, you know, it's a big deal. People coming out against Black Lives Matter. Candace Owen did a documentary about Black Lives Matter. And, you know, they collected over $80 million from corporations and private donations. And all the money went to the top echelon of Black Lives Matter to buy multi-million dollar homes and cars and live lavish lifestyles. And it's not even a properly registered charity or foundation. And, you know, we've reached a point with the Justice Department and the rule of law in America that if you're in with the in crowd and you're part of the agenda of the destroyers of the human race, you don't have to obey the law. You can do whatever you want to do. It's a free ticket. I mean, everybody knows Hillary Clinton got subpoenaed for her 33,000 emails and her phones and stuff. And the subpoena comes in from Congress. And what does she do? She destroys everything that was subpoenaed. She destroyed all the evidence. But the question that people aren't asking, which is really, you know, I mean, some people asked it. Aim for the Truth was talking about it. How did Hillary Clinton get classified information onto her private servers and devices? Because the U.S. government has a system that won't let you allow you to transfer classified information to private servers. They actually have a system, a really good one, that with computer tech, that you can't move information that's classified onto devices that aren't government. Period. Somehow, Hillary Clinton got around that system, which to me is, you know, at least a felony, if not treason. But how many people are asking that question? And the fact is, she destroyed subpoenaed evidence, and she's walking around saying, Orange Man bad. And she's the one who came up with the Russiagate hoax, which caused, you know, how much trauma to America? Unbelievable. I mean, one impeachment, tens of millions of dollars in investigative expenditure, all because of a lie, the PPE dossier that she paid for. And yet, you know, what did Matt Gaetz say on Fox News the other night? Durham is trying to indict James Comey, the former FBI chief, and McCabe, the deputy FBI chief, for conspiracy charges related to the Russiagate hoax. And he's being stopped by Attorney General Merrick Garland. Well, that's a pretty explosive charge. But it'll be like everything else in this world. It's like the criminals are in charge, and we can't get their boot off our neck. I mean, this week we sent another, what, $700 million to Ukraine? Every week it's something more for them. I mean, for what? For a nation that has a one-party state that doesn't allow a free press, that doesn't allow unions? That's not a democracy. That's not a republic. That's a tyranny. And people are acting like, oh, we've got to help democracy. Well, that's fine if you want to help democracy. Ukraine is not a democracy. It's a neo-Nazi, George Soros, corrupt nation. It's, if not the most corrupt nation in Europe, I believe Croatia, since that's run by cartels of criminals, that Croatia might be more corrupt per capita, but not by much. And all this, you know, $70 billion, it's just a giant money laundering. That's all it is. I mean, the money goes to Ukraine. Please. I mean, 70% of the weapons we're sending over there, we don't even know where they're going. Oh. And not to mention the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS that are now being hired from Syria as fighters for the Ukrainians at $1,500 a month. So we're giving millions of dollars to ISIS and Al-Qaeda so that they can ship fighters to Ukraine. Oh, what could possibly go wrong with that? Are you kidding me? I mean, people that know history know that America invented Al-Qaeda. People that know history know that ISIS was invented by Barack Obama and the CIA. It's all about regime change. It's all about moving the chess pieces on the grand chessboard. Well, millions of people are waking up to this. Let's see. Well, we're not too far away from invading Haiti one more time. Yeah, they're right now their main energy port facility is being blockaded by rebels that actually want a regime change. And it goes on and on. It just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. You know, we killed the most popular Haitian president in history. And then we put our puppets in, and it's just a revolving door of corrupt sock puppets. And the people in Haiti are looking at this and going, well, here's greet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, it's just rinse and repeat. More and more people throughout the world are starting to wake up that, hey, you know, the billionaire class and trillionaire class might have an agenda to enslave the human race permanently, microchip it, and, you know, through eugenics and transhumanism, you know, basically we'll be slaves forever. It'll be human 2.0. I was looking at a map of radiation fallout areas in the United States. Yeah, where can you go, which is not going to be really bad in case there's a major nuclear war. Well, all I got to say is, you know, what a joke. I mean, there's a, Idaho's really, really good. Most of Oregon, especially the eastern part, that looks good. But everywhere you have a population center in America, I mean, East Texas, it looks pretty good. Southern Georgia, not too bad. But, I mean, other than Maine, the state of Maine, the entire megalopolis, you know, Washington, D.C. to Boston, I mean, forget about it. I mean, it's just red zone, you know. You'll be choking on radioactive dust. I mean, considering the half-life of radiation, I mean, I know that the power set should not be have underground cities with Tesla technology free energy, and they can stay down there indefinitely. But I mean, it's going to take the planet a long, long time to heal from a major nuclear war. I mean, we're talking a long time. But these mad scientists, yeah, as George Herbert Walker Bush said, we'll destroy this place before we ever give up power. So, you know, more populous and more honest people are getting elected in government, like in Italy, in Sweden. The truth about COVID-19 being a plandemic, I mean, it's out there for anybody to see that wants to do the research. I mean, there have been some great books written about it. I mean, just the Fleming, Dr. Fleming writing his book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? It's not a hypothesis. It's just the way it is. Well, I don't think Alice Jones is going anywhere. I'm reading the headlines at Rents.com. And he says, Alice Jones's disinfo wars to expire 10 years after the Sandy Hook shooting. Alice Jones is in bankruptcy because of the judgments against him. It'll be at least 2 years fighting in appeals court. And a lot can change in 2 years. For sure. And the thing is, Alex Jones is not what I would call a disinfo agent. What he is a limited hangout. He'll tell you a lot of truth, but on issues that really need to be talked about, Alex Jones really doesn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. He doesn't talk about the Fed anymore. He doesn't talk about the illegal federal income tax. He doesn't talk about Fukushima. He doesn't talk about chemtrails. I mean, he does once a year. He'll have the guy from geoengineeringwatch.org on, and Now, talked about the chemtrailing and its destruction of the ecology. But we're getting our energy shut down by the globalists. It's part of the Great Reset. Yeah, the Russian army will be annihilated if Putin uses nukes. And that's the EU's Borrell. And I'm just saying that the Russians don't need to use nukes. They're simply saying to the EU and to NATO that, you know, you keep poking, eventually you're just going to get the worldwide nuclear war that nobody wants. Because if it comes down to being able to live in peace and freedom, or, you know, constantly being attacked by NATO and the deep state, Russia has drawn a line in the sand and said, you know, we're going to protect ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine. And you're shelling them and genociding them, and we're not going to stand up. We're not going to stand for this. Nobody's talking about the 25 biological weapons labs that the Department of Defense built in Ukraine. Nobody's talking about how the Ukrainians in these bio warfare labs were only taking Russian DNA and RNA in for experimentation. I mean, anybody that's done the research knows for a fact that right on Russia's doorstep, the United States was trying to build a biological weapon to kill the Russian people. Period. End of story. And Putin didn't invade until Zelensky went to a drone manufacturer in Turkey and wanted to buy a massive amount of drones with aerosol capability, where you could put a gallon of, you know, whatever bioweapon they had developed against the Russian people. And these drones would fly over Russian space and spray. Well, when that incident happened, the Russians moved in. Because it was like, well, we can sit here and let them kill us all, or we can stand up and fight. You know, we got a chance that maybe common sense will prevail. And everybody's talking about how the Russians are getting set up for nuclear war. So Russia moves more nuclear capable bombers within 115 miles of NATO country borders. Well, if you have American cities like New York City doing public service announcements about nuclear war, and the Russians are advising their people on what to do during a nuclear war, this is the way it happens, folks. You just keep on ratcheting up the probability. And that's what's going on right now. Now, I know that Stoltenberg, John Stoltenberg, you know, was talking like a super hawk, and he pushed back because he saw the Russians, you know, literally turn off the electricity in Ukraine. And he realized that the Russians are serious. They're deadly serious. They've drawn a line in the sand and saying no more. But, you know, since we have insane psychopaths controlling everything, who knows what's going to happen? Russian Deputy Prime Minister, masterminds of Nord Stream terror attacks plunged Europe into an energy poverty. Now, I believe that there were two lines in Nord Stream 1 that ferried the gas from Russia, and two lines in Nord Stream 2. Well, one of the Nord Stream 2 lines is still pressurized, which means it can start tomorrow, ferrying millions of cubic feet of natural gas to Germany. So Putin said to Germany, if you take away the sanctions, we'll ship you natural gas. You know, we'll de-escalate this situation overnight. And what did the Germans said? They said, no way, Jose. We'd rather deindustrialize according to the World Economic Forum, because that's the plan. Shut down modern society. Bring it to its knees. Cause a worldwide famine. They're going after the farmers. They're destroying the energy system. They're doing it. And it's not like, gee, who knew this was going to happen? Well, if you do any research into the World Economic Forum or into the white papers by the Rockefeller Foundation or the Carnegie Mellon Foundation, you'd know that, you know, it's Operation 201. They tell you years in advance what they're going to do, what their agenda is. Now, the Georgia Guidestones are gone. And personally, I think about how it got attacked with a bomb. And then overnight, it totally got taken down. Well, what about the terrorist? Because terrorists use bombs. How come there was no investigation of the bombing of the Georgia Guidestones? Where was Homeland Security to find out whether maybe Al-Qaeda did it or MAGA terrorists? You know? No investigation. The whole thing just got knocked down and carted away. Well, I'm going to be back in about 5 minutes.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B. Right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com, Crip Rick's iPhone banker. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we're back. This is Matrix Warriors on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's October 15th, 2022, and I'm just going over the news today. And, you know, it's come out that Pfizer won't even talk to the EU. I mean, I'm talking about Albert Bourla, Froggy Man. I mean, there's got to be... I've seen three videos of him blowing up his neck exactly like a bullfrog. Pretty scary stuff. No human being can do that, folks. You have to be a hybrid. Just letting you know. I mean, people live in a fantasy world. Really do. Mind-controlled reality, without any shred of a doubt. If we were a people based on reality rather than propaganda, we would talk about the 11 or 25 dimensions in this space. Well, we never speak of an... We live in an interdimensional space, but we do. That was one of the things growing up in a generational Illuminati family. I mean, 5 years old, bunch of us toddlers together talking about the interdimensional universe. I'm not joking you. Well... Here's a nice headline from Rents.com. Let's see if I can go to this. Hey! Awesome. Strangesounds.org. Drum roll, please. Where have they all gone? Alaska snow crab season canceled as officials investigate mysterious disappearance of an estimated 1 billion crabs, unprecedented 90% drop in population. I don't know. It's a mystery. Believe me, it has nothing to do with those three China Syndrome nuclear reactor meltdowns on the Pacific coast in Japan. Trust me. I'm a scientist. Well, I mean, what was it? A year after Fukushima, a guy took a small boat up the Channel Islands of north of British Columbia. North of Vancouver. And these tidal areas and these small islands were just, I mean, there were hundreds of millions of birds and mussels and starfish and 53 types of kelp. And I mean, as far as the ecosystem goes, it was eaten. Everybody was eaten. Having a real good time. Took a small boat up there, filmed that all the mussels were dead. This starfish had starfish wasting disease. Another mystery. I wonder what's causing it. And then we had 53 types of Pacific kelp, and now we've got three types. And this year, well, the crabs in Alaska have disappeared. So, finally, the Illuminati's plan is coming into fruition. Because these people think long term. You know, 50 years, 100 years, doesn't matter. Because they'll pass down the agenda to the next generation. the job of an illuminist, satanic child killer is just keep the ball rolling in the direction that the elite trillionaires, you know, tell you, do what you're told and don't ask questions. Alaska snow crab harvest cancels for the first time ever as population decreases 90% mysteriously. Oh, it's a mystery. I just can't imagine what is going on, huh? Could it be the 300 to 500 tons of radioactive water seeping into the Pacific Ocean every day? In a major blow to America's seafood industry, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has, for the first time in state history, canceled the winter snow crab season in the Bering Sea due to their falling numbers. While restaurant menus will suffer, scientists worry that sudden population plunge means the health of the Arctic ecosystem. Gee, do you think? I mean, we're talking about, 11 years ago, them talking about an entire ecological catastrophe in the Channel Islands above Vancouver. And, it got ignored. And then, what did Obama do? Oh, that's right. He put a gag order on the ocean and atmospheric government organization, NOAA. Put a gag order on them. They're not allowed to talk to anybody about what's really going on. No talky-talky about the chemtrails. No talky-talky about the Fukushima radiation that's killing the Pacific. No, 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 no. You have a gag order. I obey you, mein Führer. As long as I'm getting that paycheck every week, I don't care. Do you? 1 billion crabs have mysteriously disappeared in 2 years. Did they run up north to get into colder water? Did they walk off the continental shelf? It's a mystery. Well, the Arctic fishing areas around Alaska produce 60% of the nation's seafood. So we'll just, bye-bye. This is going to be a disaster for cat food. Serious. Unbelievable. It's a mystery. What did Richard Allen Miller, the physicist from Stanford Research Institute, say to Kerry Cassidy right after Fukushima? He was talking to her saying, there's so much radiation in the atmosphere that a flight, let's say from San Francisco to Tokyo, it's exposing the air crew to 10 times the radiation previous to Fukushima. Basically, if you're a pilot in the Pacific, it's a death sentence. It's only a matter of time. But Richard Allen Miller, talking to Kerry Cassidy of Project Camelot, if you don't know her, basically he said, very well could be an extermination event. And I've heard many times people saying that the short gray aliens those little genetic engineer scientists from God knows where have told the Illuminati, go ahead, ecologically destroy this place. Wreck it. We have the technology to fix everything. Oh, well, it's okay then. Let's do a couple more Chernobyls and Fukushimas while we're at it. Well, you know, we'll just keep shelling those nuke plants in eastern Ukraine, and hopefully we can get all six of them to melt down at once. Ooh, that sounds really good. And the Russians control that nuclear power station that has six plants in it. And the Western media is saying that the Russians are shelling their own, you know, captured nuclear power plants. If anyone knows about how bad a meltdown at a nuke plant is, I would think it would be the people that experienced Chernobyl. Okay? And if there's anybody that does not care, I would say it's neo-Nazis. It's okay. No crab legs for you. Children now identifying as animals. And of course, I talked about the wonderful, wonderful story of a child, and this was on Joe Rogan, a child identifying as a cat. And the school district got him a litter box because he identified as a cat. Furry fetish. Children now identifying as animals talk of litter boxes instead of bathrooms. It's already happening. It's already happening. I mean, if I'm in Tavistock Institute, I'm rolling over and laughing. Look at what we're doing to them. As we march fearfully into a woke future, if a man can also be a woman, why can't a human also be an animal? What began as a sexual fetish subculture in the U.S. in the 1970s and 80s is now moving mainstream. After all, if you can choose your gender or choose none at all, despite being born male or female, why wouldn't you be able to choose to live as something other than human? According to newspaper reports in Australia and German video from AUF1 Productions, the furry fetish is picking up steam in the mainstream among kids. Children are now identifying as animals. An 8-year-old girl at a Melbourne private school is allowed to self-identify as a cat. At another school in Brisbane, one student cut a hole in her uniform for her tail. There's talk of litter boxes being provided for those no longer wishing to use the bathroom. Oh, joy. Students and teachers are being pressured to go along with this absurdity, says Carolly Smith, founder of Binary. This organization fights harmful gender ideology in Australia in an exclusive interview for Rare Foundation USA. It's a complete denial of reality and the rise of students dictating the agenda. Parents are outraged, but because cancel culture has been so successful at labeling people bigots, they are getting away with it. It's absurd. These children are not going to grow into mature adults when permitted to behave in such ridiculous ways. You think? I mean, I could continue to read this, but, you know, you get the gist of it. We're allowing children to make decisions, life-altering decisions, to have their breasts chopped off, to have their male genitalia removed, to take massive amounts of synthetic hormone. And the parents aren't allowed to be involved. You don't need a doctor or a psychiatrist's permission. And of course, it all comes down to money, doesn't it? Money, money, money. Oh, we're making money, aren't we, Big Pharma? Oh, yeah, we're charging a fortune for those puberty blockers. Oh, we're making a lot of money lopping off children's genitalia. Aren't we, hospitals? This is the sick, possessed 40 million, you know, 15% of the worldwide population, dark occult, Illuminati, generational Satanists, who their entire programmable state from 1 to 7 was being raped and tortured and subjected to blood rituals. They are insane. And now, they've been given the, you know, that's what Biden is all about. Dog whistle, come on out of the woodwork. It's time to take over. It's time to cull the herd. And here they are. I want to thank everybody who's a member of Revolution Radio. It's an honor to be here 2 days a week and just squawk and try to keep you up to date on what's going on. And really, the way things are going, I'm telling you, you got to learn EFT. You know, learn your survival crafts. But I mean, seriously, if Russia dumps their 6,500 nukes, and if America dumps their 5,000 nukes, you know, you might be in southern Georgia or somewhere in Idaho and you know, eke out some kind of living. But the pollution in the atmosphere, not just the radiation, I mean, the sun will be blotted out for years, won't it? It's just, I just don't get a good feeling about nuclear war. I'm just not like our fearless leaders. And of course they're fearless. They never have to deal with the consequences of their bad decisions. That's what makes them fearless. They'll go into the Valhalla underground. It's you and your family that'll have to deal with the consequences. More bioweapons. And they're going to come out with a new one this fall. You know, even though monkeypox didn't work, I mean, it was a good try, Bill Gates. Not. I love the fact that one of Bill Gates', you know, many NGOs predicted the outbreak of monkeypox a year before it happened and only missed the outbreak by 3 days. If Nostradamus or if you know, religious prophets were that accurate, you know, we'd be living in a different paradigm, I'm sure. I mean, they're literally telling you exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and it doesn't mean a thing. European Member of Parliament says COVID vaccines are fake, do no good, terminate contract and prosecute Pfizer. They simply are bioweapons created by Pfizer for the Department of Defense. Sacre bleu. How could you speak such truth? This is the Hal Turner Show. Good FBI puppet, neo-Nazi piece of garbage. But, you know, he's talking about what's the European Parliament has been investigating Pfizer for the last couple of weeks, and they're coming out with bombshell clip after bombshell clip. You know, I especially like the Pfizer director who laughed about, did we test during the trials for stopping the spread of COVID? Oh, don't be silly. She laughed. She actually laughed. And then she said, we had to work at the speed of science. I mean, and that's got to be the greatest Svengali saying in the history of magic spells and casting spells. We were working at the speed of science. Just, I'm amazed. In a video below, meeting of an EU Parliament committee with subtitles, you'll hear MP Mislav Holak-Musik lay out the facts for yourself. And basically, they're pretty much getting to the bottom that the whole thing was fraud. And, you know, fraud means internationally, I'm serious, fraud means internationally all contracts dealing with the fraud are null and void. All liability protection is taken away because of the fraud. So, all over the world, people are, I mean, you're actually getting politicians talking about the fraud, the scandemic. They're openly standing up in the EU Parliament and saying, hey, this whole thing was nothing but fraud. Well, I mean, all you had to do was read the book, COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab, and you would have known what was going on 2.5 years ago. But welcome to the party. There's some big lawsuits in America, and the Europeans don't seem too happy. And when they start freezing their asses off this winter, and it's right around the corner, and their businesses are shut down because they don't have any energy, so they can't run the businesses. And boy, talk about a snowball of deindustrialization. I couldn't have figured out this scenario any better if I was a Hollywood script writer. Seriously. It's just amazing how the pieces are interlocking and falling into place. It's simply amazing. It's almost like the whole thing was planned years ago. Oh, that's because it was. Yeah, I mean, I just want you to understand, you know, I'm not an anti-Alex Jones guy. I'm not an anti-anybody. I mean, if you're telling 80% of the truth, hey, at least that's 80% that most mind-controlled zombies have no idea is occurring. And there are people like Mark Passio, Jason Burmes, Jason Goodman. There's people out there like Redacted, New Show. That pretty much, they go wherever the truth takes them. They don't care. But, I mean, I proposition the hypothesis that the world is being controlled by an elite group of possessed human sacrificers and child rapers. Pedophiles. Satanic pedophiles. Okay, so Jeffrey Epstein's house in New York City gets raided, and the FBI open up his safe and take out years and years of DVDs, blackmail material on some of the most powerful politicians and industrialists in the world. And they lose it. Oops. We don't know where that material is now. Oops. I mean, not Ghislaine Maxwell gets convicted for child trafficking, minors, being a pedophile pimp, and she gets 20 years in jail. Well, who were her clients? Why don't we know who her clients were? How can you convict somebody for doing a crime when you won't tell the public who was involved in the crime where you got the conviction? So literally, she got convicted for pedophile pimping to no one, because we've never heard a peep about who she trafficked the children to. It's classified. It's under seal. Well, you know, come on. When are you going to wake up and realize that the pedophiles control the Department of Justice? The pedophiles control the FBI. The pedophiles control the media. For God's sakes, you know, I've been saying for years. I mean, it was 800,000 children disappear every year in the United States. It's not even a social issue. 100,000 children, you know, young people, and older people, I guess, die of fentanyl overdose every year in America now. 100,000 people. How many Iraq wars worth of people is that? It's almost two Vietnam wars worth of corpses. And it's not really an issue, because the banks want that laundered drug money. What, you think we were in Afghanistan for some other reason than the heroin? You know, how many pictures of soldiers sitting inside a poppy field, you have to see. I remember this local newspaper in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's just a out. And they were welcoming home from Afghanistan a war hero. And the picture they showed of him on the front page of this advertisement, you know, I forget the name of the paper. But, you know, it's just a little neighborhood pass out where local businesses advertise and they do a few news items and local stories about what's going on with the high school athletics and things like that. Just local stuff in the neighborhood. And on the front page was this guy that was saying, "Hero returns from Afghanistan." And there was a color picture of him right on the front page, and he was sitting in a field of poppy flowers. And the look in his eye towards the camera was like, "Do you see what the hell I'm here for? Do you get an idea they're putting the hero in heroin? Does anybody remember that the heroin production worldwide coming out of Afghanistan literally doubled every year that we were there? Does anybody remember that there was a bank crisis in Asia the year after the Taliban made it a capital offense to grow poppies? Well, the Taliban shut down the heroin business in Afghanistan, and then all of a sudden, we got to go there and get that Osama bin Laden. You know, Tim Osman, the CIA agent. I love those pictures of him and Condoleezza Rice together. So touching. Yeah, a bunch of lizards. Let's see. So, I mean, they're talking about it. Oh, here's a good one. From Zero Hedge. Moderna, CEO, confirms new mRNA injection to repair heart muscles after heart attack. I wonder who would need such an injection. Oh, that's right, all the people you've given myocarditis to. So it's like, we're going to give you a medical problem, but it's okay because we're going to give you another shot to repair the damage that the first shot gave you. And then that's probably going to give you some other condition, but it's okay because we have a third shot that'll fix what the second shot did. What a business plan. I like it. I'm going to make a lot of money. I mean, if you can't see how sick these people are, that they're looking at us human beings as nothing but chattel to make money off of. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for you to wake up. I'm seriously, it's like, this is the time either we say no, the lost word of Freemasonry. Say no to Big Daddy. Say yes to morality. Individual responsibility. You know. Stop the insanity. Put it down. Because it's not good. When you're allowing children to defecate in litter boxes, rather than saying, you're not a cat, stop it. Yeah, let's let the Greta Thunbergs of the world dictate to us. Yeah, that makes sense. Let the most ignorant in our society be in control. Let them dictate to the majority. Which, you know, Joe Biden's king. He's the king of stupid. That's why they put him in office in the White House. Because no one represents the corruption and evil of the Illuminati like Joe Biden. I mean, for years, year after year after year, racist statements, racist policies, year after year after year, corrupt banker friend. I mean, he's the reason why credit cards could charge 25% interest. It was Joe Biden that did that to you. Nobody else. Senator MBNA. That's what they used to call him. Oh, yeah, let the credit card companies give us usurious interest rates. But it's okay. Because while he was allowing the credit card companies to totally rape us, MBNA gave Hunter a cushy job. Because, you know, he's such an expert on the banking industry, don't you know? I mean, of course he's a banker. I mean, you got to be a financial wizard to be able to negotiate for your crack, right? This is from Zero Hedge. The CEO of Moderna announced his company has a program that involves injecting messenger RNA, mRNA, into people's hearts following a heart attack. We are now in a super exciting program where we inject mRNA into people's hearts after a heart attack to grow back new blood vessels and revascularize the heart. Stefan Bancel, the CEO, told Sky News in a recent interview. Bancel did not elaborate on the nature of the program. His company produced one of the world's most used mRNA vaccines for COVID-19, as did pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. Good people doing good work. And what did I see a guy talking about in a video clip? He says that something like 30 million people are going to die from the mRNA shots. And I mean, as far as people who are being permanently damaged, it's a super high number. I'm going to have to find that clip again. But he said outright that 30 million people were going to die worldwide. I mean, here in America right now, if you go by the VAERS data, in OpenVAERS, and times it by what Harvard Pilgrim Health Group says, 3 million in America alone have died. So he says 30 million worldwide will die. And I would guess it'll be at least 10 times that when it comes to permanent damage. Because we've got 3,000 claimed to have died, 3,100 plus in America on VAERS. And then we've got like 53,000 that are permanently disabled. So, you know, right there, dead or disabled, according to, you know, if you really look at it honestly, you know, we're looking at 8 million people. Now, when you take 8 million people through death and permanent disability and take them out of the workplace, you know, 3 million dead and 5 million disabled, I mean, you got 5 million permanently disabled, which now, instead of being workers contributing to society, they're now a liability on the Social Security system, on the health system. Yeah, we're talking about a planned collapse. No, what do you expect the Illuminati to do? They have to destroy this place. I got a call. Hello. Since I missed the call. No, I don't. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jay. It's Bob from Cincinnati. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
I just listening to you. I listen to your show, and it's just good to hear truth in a world of lies. You're right. People anymore. You know what, Jay? I think people know. I think a lot of them know, and they don't have any courage to do anything, and they don't care. You care. I love just to hear you talk about these things because it shows how much you care. That's power. It is power. It's the power of this universe. Is care exemplified by your voice?
Yeah, I like to rant, basically.
It's good ranting. It's good ranting. Yes, these, you know, just everything, all these topics you brought up. I haven't heard anything untruthful at this stage. Murder, poisoning. You know, pedophile networks, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just really
mad that I'm not going to get my Alaskan king crab legs. They're gone.
Right? Let's see.
I mean, that,
cut off
Bob, that's 60% the Bering Sea and the Alaskan coast. That area gives us 60% of our nation's seafood.
Man.
So we're talking about what Richard Allen Miller said about Fukushima, that this could very well be a extinction level event.
Yes.
Because we get a lot of food from the ocean. So let's kill the ocean.
Yep. You know, ironically enough, that crab show on the cable, they have been talking about lessened crab and shorter quotas and things like that. So that fits in with all this too.
Well, I mean, you will eat the bugs and you will own nothing.
Right.
I mean, when you see a video of Nicole Kidman eating a mealworm and saying, "Oh, that's delicious." I mean, she's eating a live mealworm. I think it's a mealworm.
You know,
it could be some other kind of worm. And she says, "Oh, that's delicious." I'm like,
ironic.
Are you joking me?
It's sickening. You know, ironically enough, her name came up in the conspiracy, unquote, research within the last few years. It turns out her father
The
Gottlieb, the MK Ultra Gottlieb of Australia.
Yeah, he's so big into pedophilia that they had to kill him.
Oh my God!
To shut the story up, you know, just you're out of here because you know it wasn't good, and you know you got Tom Cruise marrying Nicole Kidman, so it's like one Illuminati agent marries another one.
Yep. Scientology meets MK Ultra, yes.
Scientology meets MK Ultra. I really think you should write a book about that. And great.
Kubrick did. He made a movie about it called Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, but the 25 minutes that really exposed it, they cut out of the film.
They killed him. Yes. It's amazing that the film was ever released. I think that there was so much, you know, money into it. Well, money doesn't matter to the Illuminati, but I think there was so much press already about the film they couldn't get away with not airing what they did. But it was enough for anybody who had eyes to see and ears to hear to reconfirm what they already sensed about behind our government, what's working behind the government.
Yeah, he did what he could. And the analysis of it by people like Jay Weider, mm-hmm. you know, it's incredible what Kubrick did as far as lighting colors of scenes and stuff, how he was trying to convey the deeper esoteric meanings and stuff of how the system works. And what's really my favorite part is, of course, you got this circle of naked women and the high priest with the mask, golden mask on, yes. In the middle of the occult ritual.
Yes.
That mask, if you take a good close look at it, that mask is Bob Hope.
Well, now, yes. Now, let's step back. You're touching on a world that I've done a lot of research. You're right. The mask is meaningful. The mask of the red cloak happens to be Peter Lorre, the actor Peter Lorre, who was notorious for the M. It was like an early work about highlighting pedophilia in Europe. It was M for murder or murder is the German word. But he was a child killer. And a tormentor and, you know, rapist, of course. Now, the gold mask that was Bob Hope was I called that one out on Passio's show about 11 years ago, believe it or not, on What on Earth is Happening. And that Bob Hope mask was the mask that led Tom Cruise back into the room. Remember when he took him there was a guide or a servant of sorts that maneuvered Tom away from the girl with the mask and back into the chamber where they all gathered to reveal Tom Cruise as an outsider imposter. But that was the gold mask of Bob Hope, as you know, and that's why I wanted to point it out, Jay. You know,
well,
Bob Hope.
My father said Bob Hope was MI5.
Oh,
and then
God.
You have Thanks for the Memories, the book Bryce Taylor did about Bob Hope being a beta kitten sex trafficker in Hollywood.
Yep.
And so MK Ultra.
Yep.
But you know
it's a shameful world, Jay. But like I said, I appreciate your voice.
Oh, we're just having fun here. Come on, lighten up. It's good people doing good stuff.
On your guys' end, yes. On your end speaking it, yes. The perpetrators of our crime reality. All this is crime, Jay. There's nothing more eloquent to call all this. It's
when
crime.
When I think of the Illuminati cult I grew up in, and my mother being a Malachite and tracing back her satanic heritage back 3,000 years, I mean, basically, it's a cabal of the worst criminals you could ever think. I mean, when they rape you as a toddler, they're like their energy coming off of them even though they're allowing themselves to be used as a conduit for the demons to feed off of your life energy while they rape you. I mean, their human mentation is, look what I'm doing, God, and you can't do anything about it. Look how powerful I am. Nah, 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 nah. I mean, I'm serious.
I believe you.
So, I mean, the whole thing is an ego trip. So that's why you have things like the videos of Joe Biden admitting that he had developed the world's most extensive voter fraud system, you know, before the election. Because it's revelation of the method. It's part of the black magic. Tell them exactly what you're going to do to them, which is what Event 201 was, right before the outbreak of the Wuhan virus. I mean, it's provable that the whole thing was a scam and a fraud. And now it's coming out. So we'll see where this goes. It should be interesting. Well, Bob, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. That's my show for today.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Join me and the Brian Ruiz Show on Revolution Radio Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night from 6 to 8.